This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, summer has finally officially arrived, though temperatures have been more summer-like the last couple weeks than we'd care to admit. But this is meaning some terrific fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes, as well as our own local reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, if you're a local fisherman, you know that there's some pretty good fishing to be had locally. We're catching good numbers of largemouth bass. The crappie bite, it's kind of tapered off a bit, but has been replaced by a very good bluegill bite. And virtually every local lake, pond, and stream is producing some pretty good catfish action right now. So there's lots of good fishing to be had. We'll be taking a look at some of our fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes a little bit more in depth right after this first segment of our program. But right now, if you're a camper, you know that the state parks are now beginning to look a little bit better. In fact, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has now officially launched a new initiative aimed at using dedicated funds to make Illinois state parks great parks. During the last year, the agency has been using new sustainability funds to hire more staff and replace aging maintenance equipment at state parks. The State Parks Great Parks Initiative will continue the effort to rebuild the Illinois park system this summer with infrastructure improvements throughout Illinois. According to IDNR Director Mark Miller, they were entrusted with new revenues to improve the parks through the possibility of through the passage of the sustainability bill in 2012. Illinois has some wonderful natural beauty, and this early investment is the beginning of making our state parks great parks. Visitors at many state parks should soon see visual signs of improvements, including upgrades to campground areas with the addition of new fire rings, picnic shelters, and park restroom structures. Visitors at many sites are now already seeing improved trail maintenance. An ongoing effort to improve online customer service, the IDNR has made several improvements to its website, including the launch of the State Parks Great Parks portal. This allows visitors to more easily find information on state parks or outdoor activities, or browse through the multimedia features, or reserve a campsite. The new portal page can be found on the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov/recreation. And if you're a deer hunter, it's time to apply for the second deer drawing. Residents and non-resident deer hunters may apply for the second lottery drawing for 2014 Illinois firearm deer and muzzleloader only permits. The deadline to apply for the second lottery is June 30th, and Illinois residents hunters who applied in the first lottery for firearm and muzzleloader permits can check their permit status online on the IDNR website, which again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. For more information on deer hunting, you can see the same website, and there's a whole detailed outline on all types of information regarding the hunting of white-tailed deer in Illinois, and that website again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And as we mentioned, the fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs is off to a good start during this early summer period. In fact, virtually every lake has some good action for one or more species. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the lake has held steady at about 602, which is about 2 feet over summer pool. Water temperatures are bouncing around 75 and 78, and the water is still very clear. Since the lake came up, the walleye have all but disappeared, and anglers are getting as many as one or two a day on a really good day, so things have really changed as far as the walleye go. And the crappie, they're in a post-spawn situation. You can catch a ton of these every day, and it takes that many to get a limit of fish over the 10-inch mark. Anglers are concentrating on the feeding areas that get good wind, and this brings bait fish through the area, and the crappie seem to want the heaviest, densest cover they can find in about 15 feet of water. Anglers are getting these fish at over 10 from these spots, maybe one fish over 10 out of 30 short fish. There's been days that they've boated hundreds of crappie to catch a limit of fish, so a lot of the small fish biting right now. Minnow seems to be what they want. The white bass now, they've busted over us one day and then disappeared due to the cold fronts that came through. This has kept the bait deeper. The warm weather of this week will get them going again, and if anything, the day last week that saw the white bass coming in, they caught over 290 minutes, and they were the big ones ripping up the surface for a quarter mile. And this will happen for about 3 weeks until the bait gets so big that They won't be seen on the bust anymore. So there's white bass coming up, and it's going to happen any time. And we've got some pretty good catfishing going on there. The largemouth bass, it's a morning and evening affair, as you might expect. And the bluegill bite, catching good numbers of bluegill at Shelbyville as well. At Wren Lake right now, largemouth bass are rated good. Worms, black, blue, and jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits all producing good numbers of fish. They're fishing the shallow bays near the buckbrush cover and bushes. You might also try fishing around the bridges around the riprap. Reports of fish are being coming in from Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And the crappie rated excellent. Even though the crappie spawn is over, jigs are working well. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs seem to be one of the more preferred methods. They're also catching them on small and medium minnows and mealworms. Try fishing the main lake drop-offs. Try the Gun Creek area. For shoreline fish near structures, hot spots are the Jackie Branch, Sandusky, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill, they're rated good on crickets, waxworms, and mealworms. Try fishing the backs of the necks and on the flat, shallow banks and along the rocks. The channel catfish, rated excellent. All types of commercial and live baits working right now. Shoreline fishermen are finding success in the Waltonville Dam area. Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and North Sandusky Day Use areas all producing good catches of catfish as well. Set the line at 3 to 4 feet from the shore over the rocks and try leeches in moving water. And the white bass rated fair on jig and curly tail grubs and inline spinners. Fishing the shallow bays near the brush cover and bushes. Try fishing along the rocks and the drop off along Route 154 as well. And more good fishing coming from Lake Carlisle. Catfish are rated very good right now. They're being caught on trot lines as well as pull of line anglers. Leeches and night crawlers have been some of the better preferred live baits. Commercial baits also working very well as bait shrimp. And the crappie, still good. Although the spawn is over, crappie are moving back out and fish about 8 feet around the brush and stumps, and you'll find good catches. And some good white bass action also reported, fishing the humps and flats with cranks or slab spoons coupled with curly tails. In the Carlisle Lake tailwater, catfish are rated very good. They've been very active on crawlers and cheese baits. Flatheads have also been active coming in on live baits. Crappie are rated good. Still seeing some nice crappie from the spillway and minnows and tube jigs. And the sauger bite, very good. They're very active for boat or shoreline fishermen. Anglers are using a lot of crankbaits while the bank fishermen are doing just fine on curly tails. And the white bass are rated very good in the tailwaters. Still very active with inline spinners coupled with a curly tail jig or tube jig. So lots of good fishing to be had at our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs as well as our own local lakes. I think we're going to see some great fishing over the next few weeks with the summer coming on. Warm weather, and we'll make it a morning and evening affair, but good fishing to be had. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.